Hi guys, welcome back, welcome to my podcast. You're here with your host Inonge, and this is Drip of Dopamine or Drip of Dopamine, whatever you want to call it, but I'm back. And yeah, so in this episode we're going to be talking about grief. And I know it's a sensitive topic that many people don't like to talk about. I myself don't like to talk about it, but us not talking about it doesn't mean it's going to magically disappear or it won't exist anymore. It will, so why not talk about it, you know? And I'm not a professional, so like, I'm just sharing what I know, and I hope this makes sense to you guys, and I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. And yeah, let's get right into it. So grief, what's grief? I think grief is the loss of someone. The loss of a relative, a partner, a friend, whoever it may be. It's the loss of someone or something. I say something because grief is just not related to people and the loss of someone to death. Grief is connected to so many things. But I'll first start with the loss, the loss of someone, a loved one rather. I think it's not something that's easy to deal with. And it's not something that you easily get used to. Death is not something that, you know, like, even if you've lost so many people in your life, you never get used to death. And I feel like it hurts the most when it's unexpected. Even if it's expected, you know, like, even if you have a relative who's sick and, like, there's a possibility of them dying, like, when they die, it's still hard to deal with, even if it was expected, even if, you know, like they said, it's going to be hard for them to survive. You know, like, it's too hard to accept. And I feel grief is not something that should be taken lightly. It's not something that should be taken lightly. Grief is a process. Grief is, it's like something that's always in the corner and you don't know when it's going to pop out. You never know. And you know, like, people die every single day. People lose loved ones every single day. And like, it's honestly unfair. I won't even lie and say it's fair. It's honestly unfair. It's unfair to lose a loved one. It's unfair to lose someone who you love so much. But like, it's something that we eventually have to accept. Yes, I know it's hard and it's easier said than done, but it's something that we eventually have to accept. I'm not saying we should get used to death or whatever, no, but we should know that death is there. It's there, you know, it's present. So, there's something, I don't know if it's just in Africa or like it's everywhere, but like when a male child, or just like a male loses someone, maybe let's say a parent, a sister, or you know, whoever it may be, a partner, they're always thought to be the strongest person at the funeral. And I think that's very unfair on the males. Like, where does it state that men shouldn't cry? Or where does it state that the man should be the strongest person at the funeral? I've never seen anything like that in the Bible or like anywhere. I've never seen that. So I feel like it's this thing that society has created, you know, like because you're a man, because you know you're the oldest brother or whatever, you're the only boy in the family, you know, like you're now taking over, you know. But like, what do you mean I'm now taking over? You know, like, I'm going to say this as if, you know, I'm a male, but like, maybe let's say there's a family, yeah, and there's a father, a mother, maybe let's say two girls and like one boy, and the boy is the oldest, and like the father dies, then relatives, you know, like they come to the funeral house and whatever, and they tell the boy like, okay, you have to be strong, you have to man up, you have to be a man because you're now taking over. You're the man of the house, you're taking over. But like, what about my mom? Where are you putting her? I know I'm not the only male in this house, but like, she's still the parent. So why do you want to make me the parent? You know, I feel like men should be allowed to grieve. Men should be allowed to feel. Because one thing about death is, the moment you try to ignore it and you say, no, I'll deal with it later. For now, I have to be strong. You know, I'll deal with it later. The moment it grips you, the moment it comes to you later, trust me, it's the worst thing. I feel like you should be able to deal with it there and then. And I feel like even some males just do this on purpose, but they just choose not to deal with it there and then because they just don't want to. And I feel like you're being so unfair to yourself, because imagine after the death of that loved one, yeah, you start to be happy again. Then boom, it now hits you like, this person is no longer there. Like, they're dead. They're no longer here with me. And then it hits you when you're in a good place. Imagine how it would be. You know, like, you've worked so hard to get there. Then boom, it just comes back to you because you didn't deal with it then when it happened. I feel like you're being unfair to yourself. I feel like you should be able to accept it there and then. I know it's easier said than done, and this goes for everyone, males, females, whatever. He, her, she, him, whoever it may be, this is for everyone. Accept it. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. It doesn't have to take a day, a week, months, or years. It can take more than 5 years, whatever time you need. Just accept it. Take time to come to terms with the fact that this person is gone and they're no longer there, and you have to get used to the fact that they won't be there until you guys are reunited. And you know, like, just take time. I know sometimes it's hard, and like, most of us would like start doing things that we aren't supposed to do, like bad things, and it's normal, it's okay. But like, try to keep yourself in check. I know sometimes you want temporary pleasure, like, it's normal, but like, what happens when you have like permanent effects to what you were doing? You know, like, I know it's hard, and I know it's hard to accept that someone has died and like they won't be there anymore, but the sooner you do it, the better it will be for you. And you know, like, sometimes we might, you know, choose to do things that we shouldn't do. And because, you know, like, we want to feel good in the moment, and we will feel good in the moment, trust me, you will feel good in the moment. But what about the permanent consequences that will come after? What happens then? So I feel like we should be able to, you know, take time with ourselves to accept, like, go easy on yourself. It's okay for you to cry. It's okay for you to be confused. It's okay for you to feel many emotions. But take time with yourself and go easy on yourself and accept what's happened. And another thing is, don't isolate yourself. I know, like, for many of us, like, when we deal, you know, with grief, we don't, you know, like, we like to be alone, but it's a bad thing. Because when you're alone, you get, you know, like, you get inside your head. And you can't get comfort from others. Try to be with people, you know, like, try to be with those who are trying to comfort you and be there for you. And I hate one thing about funerals. The thing about funerals is, sometimes funerals bring people together, sometimes funerals separate people, or just death in general. Like in my family, it's sad to say, but like, in my family, death is what brings people together. Because at funerals, you know, like, you meet relatives from like years ago, and they're like, hey, you've grown, like, bro. You know, like that. And like, for other families, death separates them, because like, maybe let's say the glue of the family dies, and like, everything is just so weird, because like, you know, they're no longer there to bring the rest of the family members together, and like, they've died. So like, it's just, you know, it's weird. So like, death can either bring people together or separate them. And like, I hate that about death, you know, like, I don't like that. Why? Like, why should we only get together when someone dies? Why should it be like that? And this goes to say that we should appreciate people while they're still here, you know? Like, I know many of us start saying things like, no, I wish I said I loved you to him. I wish I said I loved you to him. I wish I did this. I wish I appreciated him or her more. You know, like, we start to wish for things that we can't do anymore. So why not do them while this person is here? Even just petty arguments with, you know, people who we are close to. Like sometimes I know it's hard. It's hard to, like, solve arguments because of pride. But, like, sometimes just let it go. People die every single day, unexpectedly. But, like, sometimes just let it go. Like, is that argument worth your friendship? You know, like, is it, like, does it hold more value than what you guys share? That's something that we need to think about each time we have a petty argument with someone. You know, people die every single day, so why not appreciate them while they're here? Why not love them while they're here? You know what, like, why not spend time with them while they're here? And now we start saying, no, I wish I did this, I wish I did that. It's too late to think about that, you know. And don't try to be numb. When someone dies, don't try to be numb. I know it's hard to say, but like, sometimes you just, you know, like, you,
like it's just so hard to do it, and you just become numb because you're failing to feel anything. Allow yourself to feel, because the moment you try or you choose to be numb and it hits you later, as I said before, it's going to be bad. So don't try to be numb. Accept it. Allow yourself to feel. Do not isolate yourself. You know, take time to accept it. And you know, like, I know many people wonder, like, no, why did God do this? Why did he let this good person go? I think it's in Thessalonians. First Thessalonians 4, I think 13, like all the way up to 18. The first verse talks about how we shouldn't be ignorant about death. It doesn't say death won't come. Death will definitely come. But like, he's telling us that it's going to come, but we should comfort each other and be there for each other. And like later in the verse, it states that one day these people are going to wake up and, you know, we'll be with them again in heaven. And you know, like, I feel like that's very comforting, knowing that even if I've lost a loved one, like, I'll meet them one day, I'll be with them again, you know. And like, this goes to the people who comfort, or who, you know, like, who have a friend who has lost someone. Like, I know, like, in the moment it feels good to, like, to tell them, like, no, you know, they're in a better place, you know, try to be strong, it's okay, you know, like, it feels right to tell them that, because like, you're trying to be there for them, and that's good. But like, it's hard to listen to such things, because like, even the saying that goes, celebrate their life, they lived, you know, don't be sad, be happy for them, it's hard to do that, because how can I celebrate you when you've left me? How can I be happy when you've left me? You know, and like, I know sometimes we try to blame the person who's dead, like, you've left me. And like, I even tell all my friends, like, it sounds like a joke, but I'm serious. Like, if any of them ever died, like, I would be mad at them. Like, why? Why have you left me? I know it feels it's easy to say things like, why have you left me? Why didn't you fight? You could have done this, you know, you could have done that. But we would only understand if we were in their position. And I know these words are comforting to some of us, you know, like, the anger, I don't know, the anger just does something to us, you know. And I feel like we shouldn't even be angry at the person who's dead. We should just, you know, like, we should try to sympathize with them. Sometimes, in fact, most of the time, in fact, every time, it's not their fault. No one ever wants to die. Even those, like, even like, for those who commit suicide. Like, I know some people say, no, it's selfish and whatever, but like, do you know what they were dealing with? I know we ask, like, no, what was she dealing with, that, you know, she couldn't hold on, or he couldn't hold on. I know it's easy to say that, but like, think about it. If they couldn't talk to me about it, then like, what's wrong? Think about it. Did you give them the kind of space where they could, you know, they could talk to you about what they were dealing with, or the kind of comfort where they felt like they could speak to you about it? Sometimes we never understand. We never understand what someone was going through for them to die or just commit suicide or whatever. And like, that's okay. We don't have to understand. It's not ours to understand. And like, it's okay. The best thing we can do is just pray for their soul. Pray for their soul. And that's the best thing that you can do. You know, and like, grief, as I said, grief isn't just about death. Grief is about so many things. And I feel like the second worst kind of grief is mourning someone who's still alive. Like, you feel like that person has died, but they're still alive because you've lost them. And I feel like that's one of the worst, like, it's the second worst kind of grief to deal with. And like, it's okay to feel like that. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel bad. It's okay to feel like, you know, your life has ended. It's okay. But keep going on. Do not give up. That person is there, happy living their life, and you're here crying. It's okay. Take whatever time you need to cry, heal, and move on. Don't let the grief become part of you. Don't let it sit. Don't let it create a home in you. Accept it, yes, but let it go. Don't let it create a home in you, you know. Like, to anyone who's dealing with the loss of a loved one, a friend, a partner, a relative, whoever it may be, you're not alone. I know it's hard. I know it's hard right now. You feel like your world has ended and whatever, but keep going on. There's so much more for you in the world. The world still needs you. The world still needs you. Yes, you've lost this person. Pray for them. They were once here, and that counts. It counts for something, you know. And like, I know you ask questions like, no, why would God allow this? If God allowed it and he saw it fit to happen, that means he knows you can deal with it. It means you're strong enough to deal with it. I know it seems like, or it feels like you're not strong enough, but you are. Find solace in God. He's the one who made it happen. He let it happen. So find solace in him. I'm saying this for a reason. Find solace in him. He knows how to give you comfort. And allow the people around you to comfort you. I know it's hard, and sometimes you know you feel like you don't want them around because you feel they don't understand. But they're trying to help you. They're trying to comfort you. So allow them to. Don't be alone. Being alone won't make things better. Being alone won't change the situation. It will still be there. So allow the people around you to comfort you. And you know, like grief. Grief is sad. Grief is a demon. Death is a demon, and it's sad. But like, keep in mind that one day you'll be with this person again. And I know you people don't like hearing this, but they're in a better place. They actually are. They're happy. Trust me, they're happy. And now you have a guardian angel watching over you. This episode was dedicated to my aunt, who I lost. And like, it was hard. It was honestly hard. But like, with my family around and the friends that I have, I dealt with it. I accepted it. And I know she's happy, and I know she's in a better place. So that comforts me every single day. So if you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, you're not alone. If you want someone to talk to, I'm here. You can text me. I'm here to listen. And it's like, for some of us who, when I'm dealing with something, I don't like to, you know, like, don't start saying words to me. Like, just sit with me. Sit with me, hold me, be with me. That's enough. You don't have to say much. Just be with me. That's enough for me. And, you know, I love you guys. I actually do. And yeah, so that's pretty much it for this episode. And keep fighting, guys. The world is a hard place, but you're strong. Keep fighting. And I guess I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.